I was interesting again. If you've watched this podcast before, you know that I love all the Bibles. I follow all the Bibles. I've read most of the Bibles. But there was a, you know, they say with each parable in the Bibles, there's, you know, maybe 50 different interpretations. There's a kind of obvious interpretation, and then there's subtextual interpretations. What I realised lately, as I'm expanding and understanding a little bit more, I realised that when I read the parable of the talents, the parable of the talents is about a king who gives his three sons talents of gold, blocks of gold. He gives them each talents of gold and says, go out and invest them. And each son comes back after 2 years. One son has been very brave in his investment, and he brings back a profit with his talents. Another son is less brave, but he still invests his talents, and he brings back a small profit. And the third son is afraid of his talents, and he buries it under the earth. And when he brings it back, he just brings back what his father gave him. And he says to his father, I know you're very careful with your wealth, so I didn't invest it, I just hid it under the ground, and I brought it back as it was. And the father's very angry at this son. He's very pleased with the eldest son who took risks and invested his talents and brought back a big profit. And he's pleased with his other son, who's a bit more careful, but he still brings back a profit. But he's very angry with the son that doesn't invest the talents at all. In fact, he's so angry he takes his talents off him, and he gives his talents to the other two sons. And that's where you hear the saying, those that have are given more, those that have not is taken away from. It's saying that if you don't invest your talents will be taken off you. Not by some judgmental deity, some guy in the sky with kind eyes and a beard, or this god of wrath, but by a universal law that says what we use, what we don't use, we will lose. So, and this is the parable of the talents. He's saying, invest your talents. If you don't invest your talents, your talents will atrophy, and they will go off to somebody else. This energy will dissipate and go somewhere else. It doesn't die, but it goes to someone else who will use it. What I didn't realise many years ago when I read the parable of the talents was that the talents, this is my interpretation and how I see it, that the talents isn't represented by a block of gold, or it is represented in the Bible as a block of gold, but it's actually meant to, it's actually talking about the soul. It's actually talking about our seminal energy, our ability to create in the world. We are a creative species. We have a soul, and this soul is a spontaneous and wild creature that needs to be enticed up. It needs to be given the perfect environment, the perfect tabernacle or vessel to come up and create. So when Jesus talks about the talents, I believe he's talking about the soul. He's saying, if you don't invest your soul, because the belief, again, and my experience tells me that when we invest the soul, when we invest our soul, when we work from seminal energy, when we work in places that we're afraid to work, when we take these risks and we give the soul away, or we invest the soul, when we have pure exchanges of energy, the soul grows, the soul expands. And if we take big risks and we really put ourselves out there and we really invest our soul where we're very afraid to go, the soul brings back massive profit. But if we do nothing with the soul and we shroud the soul with layers of conditioning or layers of fear or layers of doubt, then eventually the soul will withdraw, and we walk around the world like the living dead or the walking dead, and that soul talent is dissipated and goes back into other people who are going to use it. In my life, I'm out there investing all the time. You know, I'm prolific with my books, my films, my plays, because I continually invest my talents. But what I've realised over the last few years, well, even more recently, is that the talent is the soul. The talent is the seminal energy. The talent is the spirit that comes through and creates and manifests things. And we can create as many things as we want, because this soul has an infinite capability. And obviously we have to build infrastructure, and we have to build information and knowledge, and it has to work through this body. but it's the soul that creates. It comes from that creative place, and the soul connects to the super soul, a bit like a plug plugging into the mains electric, and it's able to bring through this infinite amount of energy, and with this energy we can create in the world. I love that. But it's saying, don't sit on your talents, don't bury your talents, don't wait for other people to give you permission to use your talents. Don't believe that a door is closed to you. Someone wrote to me today and said, I'd like to make a film, but I'm aware that it's like a closed shop. You just can't get in. That's not true. It's not a closed shop. There's no closed shops. If you're vibrating at the right frequency, if your energy and your intent is aligned, there are no closed doors. We're the ones that open the doors. We're the ones that close them. Nobody closes them and nobody invites us in. We create that frequency with our intent. So we are the source of the creative energy. We are the tabernacle. The tabernacle is in the Bible, in the Old Testament, they call the tabernacle the portable essence, the portable vehicle for essence. And it's represented as a kind of a golden box, or as a box with a golden lining. And as the tabernacle comes outwards, each layer comes out, it gets simpler and simpler. So the outside of it would be like a simple wood. The inside would be gold. And that tabernacle holds essence, or holds soul. St. Paul in the New Testament says that we are the tabernacle. We are the portable vehicle for essence, and with the essence we can create. So the essence is our talents, and it's invaluable, and we shouldn't give it away just for money. If we give our talents away just for money, it'd be like swapping an original Picasso for a print. It doesn't mean that money can't be a part of the equation, but we don't give our talents away just for money. We exchange our talents in a pure exchange of energy. We exchange our talents where there's love. In other words, the work we do is we're working from a place of love. The relationships and the conversations we have, they come from a place of love. They come from a place of service. The reason I sit and do this and do these podcasts is because when I'm in this place, I'm working from a place of love, and I become a vessel or a tabernacle, and the essence comes into me and comes through me, and you should see the effect of that all around me. The words should resonate if I'm aligned, because I'm investing soul, I'm investing talent. The only way for my soul to grow is for me to keep giving it away, but in the right places. If I bury it and I don't use it, then it's going to atrophy and it's going to withdraw, and then we're back to the walking dead again. People walking around asleep, believing what they hear in the newspapers, believing what they read hear in the news, believing what their friends at work tell them, believing the intellect and the conditioning and all the false egos. So it's coming back to that thing about investment of the talents. Have a look at the New Testament and look at the parable of the talents. It's talking about the soul. It's talking about seminal energy. How many people do you know that just wank their seminal energy into a tissue and throw it away? Or they spend hours on the internet gossiping being trolls or bullying people on the internet, wasting their talents, wasting that soul energy. How many people do you know that are, you know, I mean, you could lose a day's energy with a 10-minute gossip. You know, you could lose a week's energy just by being unkind to somebody, just by working from a place that's not love. So the idea is that we recognise that this is massively important energy, it's soul energy, and then we are very careful about what we think, what we say, what we do, and where we invest that. We don't just give it away willy-nilly, we invest it where there is a reciprocation. So if I've got a guy that doesn't want to hear this stuff, I don't talk to him about it. I probably won't talk to him at all. If I do, it'll be about the weather, and it'll be about mundane things. If I've got somebody and I'm working on a soul level with them, then I'll just have a pure exchange of energy. And when we do that, the room will disappear. The world will disappear. This energy is very powerful. And with that energy, I'll be able to create books and films and plays, a property, like a car if I need it. I'll be able to create anything I want in the manifest world, but I'll do it from a place of alignment. I'll do it from a place of selfless service, from a place of love. And like everybody else, I have my false ego that rises up, and my false ego can be greedy, and it can be selfish, and it can be full of doubt, and it can be full of fear, and it can say, what's in this for me? My ego, my false ego rises up and does that. My divided thoughts do that. I've just learnt to notice them. I've just learnt not to attach to them. I've learnt not to connect with them. I've learnt not to identify with them. I've learnt not to give them life with my attention. I've learned to put my attention on the place where there's love. So invest, any exchange of energy you have, this is what we do on the Pure Function course, any exchange of energy you have is an exchange of essential energy. Don't waste it, invest it, bring back a profit, bring back a massive profit. We are the caretakers of this energy. We are the local caretakers of it, but it's a non-local energy. We are the receivers of it, and we can create from it. Don't waste it. If you do, and if you don't invest it properly, eventually it'll just wander off somewhere else. Invest your talents. If you can, start now. Start straight away.